Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. My favorite hymn, which we sung here last week, is King of Glory, King of Peace. The words are by George Herbert and the music by David Walker, a friend of mine from seminary. It is included in my funeral instructions. The final stanza begins, seven whole days, not one in seven, I will praise thee. I believe an effective sermon and an effective life speaks beyond Sunday to the seven whole days of Herbert's poem. Sunday worship should be relevant to the other 167 hours of the week. Today's gospel reading is about the end of the world, a cheery topic indeed. In the time of Jesus, the end of the world was basically God's business. God had the power to create the world, and God had the power to destroy it. The Bible is replete with passages holding out this possibility, particularly if human beings make God mad enough. That's it. I've had it with these people. Kaboom. But things have now changed. Since the Day of Trinity, and what better place than Trinity Church to talk about the Day of Trinity, July 16, 1945, the first explosion in the Jornada del Muerto Desert in New Mexico, God is no longer the only one with the power to destroy the world. Jornada del Muerto, by the way, means journey of death, a forbidden desert, an appropriate place for exploding a nuclear weapon. I have at least three friends whose careers involved developing nuclear weapons. One told us recently he considers Pakistan, not North Korea, to be the most currently dangerous of the nine nuclear nations. He is not surprised that Osama bin Laden thought Pakistan the safest place to hide out. Have we got our eye on the wrong ball? Perhaps I digress, perhaps not. The book of Genesis in the first chapter says the following, "Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Dominion includes both power and responsibility. It is now clear we have power over both good and bad, the power to preserve and improve, and the power to neglect and destroy, and not just with nuclear weapons. Right here in Stanton in 1971, after the destruction of a number of historic and semi-historic buildings and their replacement with a number of plain vanilla, make that non-fat vanilla yogurt buildings, a group of citizens appropriately appalled by what had happened got together and formed the historic Stanton Foundation. Rather than allowing short-sighted economics alone to destroy parts of the city willy-nilly, an organization was created to preserve and revitalize our community. Today, Stanton has the best collection of Victorian buildings in the Commonwealth of Virginia, drawing tourists here. Power and responsibility. Dominion. Seven whole days. Not one in seven. The Valley Conservation Council, begun in 1990, has done similar work to preserve and revitalize the natural environment. The Augusta Free Clinic, founded in 1993, meets the medical and dental needs of the working poor. Habitat for Humanity began its Stanton life in 1991. McCracken Hall hosts noon lunch 5 days per week. In the early 90s, and I don't know what was particular about that time, we planned very well for the future of our area. All these efforts take the dominion God has entrusted to us very seriously, using our power responsibly. There is a common thread among these organizations. The early leadership of each was heavy with members of Trinity Church. Power and responsibility. Dominion. 7 whole days. Advent is about planning and preparation, and it is also about being ready for anything that may come up, for vigilance, discerning and reacting to opportunities and threats as they suddenly and unexpectedly appear. The organizations and efforts I listed all began as the idea of a couple or three people who quickly sensed and described the need to others, expanded the circle, and found creative ways to help. Power and responsibility. Dominion. 7 whole days. We need to take our God-given job, dominion, seriously. How can we follow Jesus? What can we do to make things better? What can we do to keep things from getting worse? We may not have much power over what Congress does. According to Gallup, approval of Congress is the lowest it's been since 1974, a time, may I remind you, of lying, impeachment, and the end of the Vietnam War, 10%. With that number, I'm pleased to report that I have no influence over Congress, but each of us has potential influence in more local matters. Even if climate change is a Chinese plot, a view bought and paid for and promulgated by the American Petroleum Institute and their colleagues, there is nothing wrong with being conservative in the best sense. We can conserve our environment, preserve our buildings, and continue to increase the purity of our air and water. We have the ability not only to destroy the world with nuclear weapons, we can also destroy the world more gradually by ignoring our environment. Why is climate change a political rather than scientific issue? Maybe because, as I read a week or two ago, Detroit is fast moving towards all electric cars, making gasoline soon obsolete and threatening the oil industry. Drill, baby, drill, and hurry as fast as you can. We might not be able to give it away in 20 to 30 years. My first parish after I was ordained 45 years ago was the Church of the Holy Comforter in Charlotte. The property chairman and junior warden, Earl Barker, was retired and spent a lot of time working at the church. He was a proud and founding member of the Charlotte area Republican Party. I've never been a member of a political party. I'm naturally independent. Frequently, Earl would get on his soapbox and I'd listen for a while, finally telling him, "Earl, there are two things that we shouldn't talk about here at the church, politics and religion." Maybe we should, rather than huddling strictly with our own closed-minded species. God has given us dominion over the earth. To exercise it properly, we need to talk. 7 whole days, not 1 in 7. Amen.